Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. This Friday is the ribbon-cutting ceremony for the new Lexington Bluegrass Stockyard facility in northern Fayette County to replace the downtown Lexington yard that burned down about a year and a half ago. As they opened to receive cattle next Monday, Chief Operating Officer Jim Akers wasn't quite sure what kind of numbers to expect.
There's really no way to measure, you know, how many cattle will show up those first couple weeks, but we know there's going to be probably lots of them and lots of people. And again, the whole reason why we moved the ribbon cutting was to be able to focus on those people and make sure we get them taken care of well.
He did talk about numbers relative to the old facility.
On an average week for us there was in the 2,500 to 3,000 head range. That's kind of how we've built our model out here. I feel like at least for this fall, we'll certainly be well above those numbers, I would anticipate.
Their new structure is beautiful, located off Ironworks Pike, just west of I-75.
With the easier travel and easier logistics, getting to and from the new place up and down I-75 and I-64, I mean, you certainly would like to think that there'll be some growth in that base of business just because of the ease of getting there.
We'll have more in a minute. We'll be right back.
How's everything taste tonight, folks?
Oh, that is excellent.
Where was it raised?
As a chef, it's important to know where your food comes from. That's why we buy local and Kentucky-raised food.
My boys are the 10th generation to farm in Kentucky.
We take a lot of pride knowing that what I set on the table is a good product.
And we're proud of the products that we produce. You're getting an excellent quality product.
We believe in what we produce. We feed it to our own family, and we're happy to share it with your family. Kentucky Farm Families.
Feeding Kentucky, feeding the world.
Sponsored by the Kentucky Agricultural Development Fund.
We're back with Lexington Bluegrass Stockyards COO Jim Akers, himself impressed with construction progress.
We broke ground September 3rd of last year. We're going to open on September 11th of this year. That's a year and a week. It's been an amazing project.
Akers points out that the facility will be a resource for the region in another way. To that point, he says, he never thought he'd be hiring an events coordinator.
Actually, 2 weeks ago, I did that. We've ended up with quite a bit of meeting space available in the building, and we're booking dinners, meetings that you wouldn't believe all through the fall and winter already. Of course, we're going to have on-site catering with our restaurant, so it's really a perfect facility for meetings of up to 500 people. We actually had an event Friday night out there, our big annual Roundup Internet sale, and we fed 400 people and put on a sale in there as well, and it was a really, really nice time.
That official ribbon cutting this Friday, first day of sales next Monday. Details online at bgstockyards.com. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.